From today, you can have your say on Ireland's favourite new building. You've 33 to choose from in the People's Choice category. Last year's winner was the Engineering Building at NUI Galway. Michelle Fagan is here. She's President of the Royal Institute of the Architects of Ireland, who are organising the awards. Michelle, thank you for coming in to us. Full list and voting available on your website, www.riai.ie, or on Facebook. I won't ask you to name all 33. Some of the buildings that people might be familiar with already.
There are five schools on the list. There are I would actually encourage people to go and look themselves. There's a library. There are many great buildings. There's one in London even. We've got architects working abroad, doing some absolutely amazing work. And I suppose the most important thing for the Public Choice Awards, because it is the most important award of all of the RI Awards, is the architects have had their say. The 100 entries have been brought down to the 33 shortlisted, and what we'd like to do is have the public come and look and engage with the process and to choose themselves, vote for themselves, because it is the most important thing.
What's the response been like from the public in recent years? Because you've been running this publicly for a number of years now.
Yeah, this is the sixth year, and last year voting has increased every single year. Last year was about 16,000 votes. We've had a very varying result as well. Last year was, as you say, NUI Engineering Building, but the year before was the Milk Market in Limerick, which was actually quite a small little project, really, but made a huge difference to the community. You know, it brought a great economic value to the markets there by just merely putting a roof over the market area, and it was an extremely popular project. And now it's on a kind of a tourist list. For visitors, you know, modern buildings do attract tourism, and they also attract, the foreign direct investment. People are coming in looking for good environments for their people, so the buildings are extremely important.
Michelle, before we let you go, your profession has been one of probably the hardest hit by the mm-hmm. property crash. The long-running joke, and a bad one at that, was that there's no architects left in Ireland, they're all gone. How is the profession doing now?
Well, there are signs of increase. Last year, there's a small sign of increase, of increased activity. It was 16% up, and this year it's 32% up. So it's looking much better. There's a lot of work in the areas of building new houses and building extensions. That's most of the work. And then, of course, the government are rolling out an infrastructure programme for schools and for healthcare buildings. And they're going to be the awards of the future. So I hope that everybody in their communities are looking out for what's being built for the next awards.
Michelle Fagan, President of the RIAI. We'll have links on our website, and we'll tweet it as well on how you can vote for your favourite building. Thank you very much for coming into studio.